Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Stu Weber, StuWeb.com, and it is Tuesday, February the 2nd, 2026, and I have the honor to have Professor Jim Fetzer on with me. Jim, what's the latest? Let's just get to it.
Well, Stu, there are major developments. Hal Turner, for example, has been reporting that a Russian spy satellite was taken out late last week, and that there just happened to be an astronomical survey that was looking at that satellite at the time, which suggests, of course, that they had prior knowledge it would be taken down. I have for some time observed that if war got serious in the Middle East, the first thing that would happen would be satellite warfare. It has begun. We have an additional report that an explosion has destroyed a key Iranian sea surveillance site. A massive explosion known as a beating heart of surveillance causing the fall of the CI in Bandar Abbas. Also, Hal Turner reporting, in a shocking and dramatic scenario, a massive explosion at one of the most vital and secretive monitoring centers of the Iranian armed forces in the strategic region of Bandar Abbas, a center known as the Vigilant Eye for controlling maritime traffic and monitoring the sensitive islands of the region. This is stunning stuff, but there's even more. We have electronic warfare jamming taking place on the west side of the Persian Gulf. Ship and aircraft operating in and near the west coast of Persian Gulf are all suddenly reporting GPS jamming and numerous radar anomalies. Military analysts say this is likely U.S. electronic warfare kicking in. Global Insight Journal is reporting that the Iranian army stated, "We will not submit to America and Israel, and we are ready for any confrontation, whatever its level, even if it reaches the most dangerous forms of war," clearly referring to going nuclear. Meanwhile, this is rather fascinating. China is publishing satellite images of brand new U.S. defense systems in the Middle East. Chinese satellites are being tasked to take images of recently deployed U.S. air defense systems in the Middle East. China is making them public. That provides Iran with targeting data. This is pretty much what the United States, Britain, and other countries have been doing to Russia in the Ukraine conflict, using U.S., U.K., and other satellites to provide Ukraine with targeting data to hit Russian forces. What's the old saying? Turnabout is fair play. Now, if the U.S. actually commences military attacks against Iran, then the Iranians now have updated target coordination for a slew of new air defense systems the U.S. has been rushing into the Middle East. They will now, Iran, be able to take out those new air defense systems. This is all stunning stuff, Stu, and indicates that war in the Middle East has already begun.
Yeah, I think so. A little tit-for-tat stuff is happening. But there was something interesting, Jim. Years ago, a spook named Gunther Rosbacher, and they punch it in my sight, and Gunther's in the book Defrauding America and Drugging America and other stuff, but he supplied, because I talked to Gunther, never met him in person. He was in jail at the time when I talked to him. Rodney Stitch talked to him. It wrote 20 books, Defrauding America and others. But Gunther hauled the nuclear material from Rocky Flats, the missing Rocky Flats nuclear material, and hauled it to St. Louis, Missouri. I'm trying to think of the aviation. But they hauled it in cranberry juice trucks because it was something to set off those bells on the freeway of radiation.
Yeah.
Okay. So they hauled it in that ocean spray cranberry to an aviation company in St. Louis, and I got a story about it, people punching Gunther. But they shipped it to Israel, and Israel sold it worldwide. They sold it to North Korea. They sold it to Iran. They sold that nuclear material to different countries for a huge profit. Iran has been developing nukes. Now, we're talking Oh, God. The missing Rocky Flats. And then Millman, the ex-in-law of mine, goes and his partner, Larry Mizell, who took over for him, controlled $150 trillion, Richmond American Homes built new houses on that site that they took and cleaned off, supposedly. You know what they did with the dirt from that site, which there was some on the hill? They dumped it in the local dump right on the river that runs up into Nebraska out of downtown Denver. And people, and one Duffinbaugh's, another company, went to a prosecutor there to prosecute him, and they nearly killed the prosecutor, and they killed the guy with the VP with the dump company that was reporting it. Now, people were having nosebleeds up near Broomfield and Boulder and all that area, nosebleeds from drinking the water out of the tap water. It's contaminated. Can you believe that? And they were supposed to take and dump that stuff, and it was Millman's Citibank. Citibank, a bank. $2.5 billion to clean up. $2.5 billion up. Yeah, that's so Iran has nuclear material and so do other countries. So go ahead, Jim, what else?
Well, of course they have nuclear material because they're doing processing uranium for peaceful nuclear purposes. They've never had any interest in nuclear weapons, too, but they have a massive array of conventional and very sophisticated non-conventional weapons that are not nuclear. And if Israel or if the United States goes ahead with the attack, Iran has already declared they're going to go all out and that Israel will be included in their targets, even if Israel claims it's not directly participating in the attack. Netanyahu actually had asked Trump to hold off because he wasn't convinced Israel was prepared to deal with the massive onslaught of Iranian missiles. You may or may not be aware, but after the 12-day war, it was Netanyahu appealing to Trump for a ceasefire because Iran was whipping the hell out of Israel. And that was under conditions of restraint. There will be no holding back this time, Stu. And it appears to me it's already in the works. Remember, taking out a satellite by itself is an act of war.
Yep. So this leads to a lot of biblical prophecy too. A lot of things. Now, I haven't posted up yet because there's been problems with communication, should I say, on my end. It's fixed now. But Kirshner and his partner, the Peace Boys, have you seen those videos on Kirshner?
No, tell me about them. What do you
ask? Oh, God. There's three of them. I think I text them to you, Jim, but I'll have them up and I'll send them to you, but they point to...
Tell me about the content.
The content is showing that Kirshner has all the markings of the Mark of the Beast, 666, and he's in control of the plan for the Gaza and the redevelopment of the Gaza, and it looks like something out of Star Wars, okay, buildings. And I mean, it's just, he did a big speech over there in Davos. And he's running around with the White House peacemaker. I forgot his name. I can't.
Steve Witkoff.
Witkoff, that's it. And they're partners in this. Now, what's interesting about Kirshner is, you know, when he served the first time in the White House, he had no national security clearance. He had no national security clearance because he's a Mossad agent. And everybody knows it. Even 007, Otis Johnson, before his death, told me it was. He said, ask yourself, how come he's sitting in every meeting hearing everything that Trump's saying to everybody, but yet he has no national security clearance? Okay? He still doesn't have. He's a dangerous character, him and this Witkoff. We got to watch out for them. I'm just giving everybody a warning and a heads up. They're going to lead us into World War III.
Yeah.
Okay? But, Jim, what else?
You may have... not known us, but Steve Witkoff let the cat out of the bag that they had the plans for the super deluxe, super modern Gaza refurbishing of Riviera on the Mediterranean at Devos that they had the plans in place before October 7th.
Yeah, I know.
It showed that the false flag of October 7th was merely to provide a pretext to slaughter the Palestinians and initiate the urban redevelopment project of taking out all the Gaza buildings, which they would have to do in order to do the new modernization of Gaza with Trump hotels, casinos, making big bucks for the Donald and all of his associates. So this so-called Board of Peace, where the members have to contribute $1 billion to join the Board of Peace that's going to run Gaza after, is really a kind of a board of directors, but where Trump has virtually unlimited control over what happens. They're buying in to make a piece of the action in the new refurbished Gaza, the modernization, which just is further proof that the slaughter of the Palestinians has no warrant. Historically, of course, completely unjustified. The Palestinian land belonged to the Palestinians. The modern occupants of Israel still aren't even related to the tribe of Judah. They're Khazarians. These are the Ashkenazi Jews who came down from modern-day Ukraine to populate the area now known as Israel. And they have no entitlement to any of those lands. In fact, because they're Ashkenazis and Khazarians, they aren't even Semitic, which means that since the Palestinians are bona fide Semites with thousands of years of entitlement to those lands, Israel turns out to be the greatest practitioner of anti-Semitism has ever known.
No, you're very correct about that, Jim. And in 1947, in the World War II, should we say, Nazi Germany, after they gave the real Palestinians, or the real Hebrews, Adolf Hitler, it was Raphael Laton. He was a dangerous son of a bitch. He was after me at one time, Jim, doing speeches in 95. He was going to get me on the road. He was in town. I was warned by spooks. Oh, shit, he's on you. Now, this was later. He was a general, Raphael Laton, Mossad. He invaded, along with Michael Hariri, who became the head of the Mossad later, and they're both dead. They, his father, and General Raphael Laton, and others at the time, invaded what was known as Palestine. And they set up shop and they killed 40,000 Palestinians in a massive war in 1947, I think it was. They declared themselves to be Israel. Now, they buried 40,000 people in graves in what they call Palestine now, mass graves. And these were these thugs that came into Israel and declared it to be Israel. Now, in 1948, they go before the UN and they officially made them a state, the State of Israel. I ask people everywhere, what the hell is on their flag? They call that the Star of David? I don't think so. You better look at it again. It's no star. David had no star, okay? It's a sign of the devil. That's Israel today. And who's running it? Some psychopath named Bibi Netanyahu. Bibi Netanyahu. Took a bribe. I got a picture of him and Larry Mizell and that rabbi from Denver. Took a bribe. Sold him the Bank of Israel in 2006. And he got indicted over it. And they took it to the Supreme Court of Israel and they beat it. His indictment, Omar, the president of Israel at the time, not the prime minister. Now, this is 2006. Later, he's convicted and sentenced to 6 years in jail on other bribery charges. But the Bank of Israel was sold. Since 1947 to 2006, it was the Bank of Israel. Now it's controlled by Larry Mizell in Denver, the one that controls BlackRock and Blackstone. And I would ask you something, Jim. Under federal law, it states if you start a corporation with $1 of drug money, or invest drug money, or have drug money laundered into your corporation or into you, the government can come in and seize every damn dime you've got and have earned. BlackRock was all Silverado. It was called Blackstone. BlackRock first started by Milman and gang with Silverado drug money from Neil Bush. Drug money laundering out the back door. They also started apartments, pumping money into AIMCO. Now that all can be seized, and I think they've got 700,000 apartment units now under AIMCO. That all can be seized. Can you imagine $150 trillion put back into the U.S. Treasury? Wouldn't it solve the national debt?
Yeah.
Just a tidbit. Now, what else you want to report on?
Well, Stu, the Arab states are all in a quandary here, so what they should do, they want to stay as far away as they can out of this. Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates have both now declared that the United States may not use their airspace if they want to attack Iran. And that's very wise on their part. We also have military strikes on Iran now virtually certain, as the Western, the Truth Seeker is reporting. Here's a bit from the Truth Seeker. Decision-making circles in the United States and Israel have moved past diplomacy with Iran, viewing military action as effectively decided. With only timing still under debate, a Western source familiar with the coordination talks told Iran International. Another report by Larry Johnson, very smart guy, explains how the Navy faces a major challenge in attempting to sustain combat operations off the coast of Iran, not only because, of course, the supply lines, the logistics, are really preposterous. We're talking about thousands of miles away from the United States, whereas Iran is right there with all the resources at hand, but that the missiles, the guided missile destroyers and cruisers there only have a limited number, say 100 of these missiles per ship. And when the Iranians attack with hundreds and hundreds of drones, they're going to use up their missiles and then be vulnerable and have to either withdraw or be liable to be sunk on the spot. So that, in fact, the advantages militarily are very much on the side of Iran. Plus, we now have Chinese destroyers headed toward the Straits of Hormuz. I believe China is going to be all in on the side of Iran. I think that's probably also the case for Russia as well, Stu. But China, I see it as for certain. And the fact that they're already, you know, sharing their satellite images, to me, is a really wonderful sign.
There's some strange things happening that are going to be very violent. You there, Jim?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, this Chinese equation, I don't like the situation going on in this
well,
thing.
In this case, the Chinese are on the right side. Iran's in the right. Iran is a peace-loving nation, hasn't launched a war of aggression against any other state since 1775. Think about that, Stu. The Declaration of Independence was 1776. So for longer than the United States has existed as a constitutional republic, Iran has not launched a war of aggression against any other nation. That's a record to be admired and praised, not demonized. we're subjected with so much propaganda these days too, it's embarrassing. Trump may have not yet made the final decision, but I'm inclined to agree that the decision to go forward with the war is now basically inevitable.
Yeah, I think so, but there's a, you know, Iran has never lost a war. And then war with Iraq on the border, when Iraq tried to infiltrate, they stood them off. They stood them off right there during the Iraq war. Now, Iran's equipped with a lot of stuff they've been buying. I'm aware of things, okay? They've been buying one hell of a lot. And Gunther Rustbucker sold them a lot. And a lot of it came through that Apex. It's called APEX Aviation. It's a hangar, St. Louis, Missouri Airport. That's where the Israelis operate out of. That's going to piss them off because they're still doing it, Jim. Now, I know that Iran purchased one hell of a lot of missiles. And there was another operation that was going on down in Florida. And I forgot the details. It's kind of like, you know, getting hit a lot with a satellite. Kind of, you know, I'm getting a little bit older. But there was another operation, and they bought a lot of Stinger missiles, and they bought a lot of other stuff. And that was going out of that. Now, I think that Terry Reid compromised Clinton Bush and the CIA. You know, he isn't out there anymore because they threatened his life and stuck guns at his head, and he had to get out of business, should we say. But I talked to him years ago when Ted Gunderson died. He called me about the stooge. He's finally dead. I said, yeah, I know. I heard about it. And that was the first time I talked to him since he got compromised. He did. They stuck guns at his head and said, here's your deal, and you do it or you're dying. They had his wife there with a gun in her mouth. Now, his book still sells. It's called Compromise, Clinton Bush and the CIA. You can buy it on Amazon. He's still allowed to sell his book for revenue. But that has some interesting scenario of Mena, Arkansas, and all the missiles and weapons and other stuff that were leaving there. And they were going over to Miranda Air Base there in Arizona and being shipped out of there. And it was a big drug dealer that was tied to Jeb Bush, okay, that was running the thing. I'll have to pull some stuff out of my site and put it back up. But a lot of Stinger missiles they've got. And those Stingers, my understanding is, they put nukes in those damn things. Okay? And they can go from Iran to Israel and destroy the whole place. So they're loaded up. So Israel, it's the problem. It's the Middle East they want to take. It's just, look at what they've done to the people, folks, in the Gaza. What have they slaughtered? 1.6 million now, Jim, in a year and a half? Almost 2 years? That's a lot of people dead. A lot of people. And there's a lot of reports out there on this stuff. I mean, it's all...
Yeah.
It's sick. The whole thing's sick. But let's look at the economy for a minute. Let's look at the Federal Reserve, folks. The Federal Reserve was created, and I've got some excellent videos on it. I've got his videos, an old friend of mine. I traveled a few speeches with him, or ran into him a few speeches. But he was from Campo, Colorado, and was a veterinarian. But he did a piece on the Federal Reserve and showed that the Federal Reserve that was created in 1933 was illegal. Well, in 1913 it really started, and it's illegal. It's private bankers controlling our money, and the U.S. Treasury is supposed to take care of its own money. Now, the Federal Reserve can be done away with and confiscated, their assets, okay? They can cut them off immediately. Now, Kennedy did it when he printed in 1963, he printed $5 certificates and $1 certificates, or $5 silver certificate was backed by silver and gold, which we're supposed to have in our treasury that they have robbed and looted us of. But in Trump's position, there's several videos out there now of updates showing what they did, and that he can take it back. He don't need to appoint somebody as the head of the Fed. All he has to do is declare what Kennedy did in his executive order and continue with his executive order and start backing it by gold and silver and other assets and confiscate the assets of the bastards that have robbed us all these years. Now, anyway, what else you want to touch on? We're at the 25 minutes.
Well, Stu, those are the key. That's the most important issue, I think, for us to discuss today. Let the world focus on it, Stu. Really, it stands alone as a preeminent issue before us today.
The Federal Reserve, yep. And there's a lot of other things need to go on. You know, this crap about defunding the government. I don't know what happened yesterday. Jim, have they decided to defund the government yet? Or did they pass the bill?
They've done some compromise to.
Okay, I'm wondering because, you know, this whole bit of shutting down ICE. We need ICE. I think they're doing an excellent job.
And what Stu, I'm with you on this. Let me just thank you for the opportunity to join you once again. It's always a privilege to keep up the great work.
Hey, it's always a pleasure to have you, Jim. Give out your website.
JamesHFetzer.org, and I'm on radio regularly on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, 5 days a week. A show called Authentic News from 3 to 5 Eastern, 2 to 4 Central, RBN, and also Revolution Radio, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, a show called The Raw Deal. This would be from noon to 2 Eastern, from 11 to 1. Go to revolution.radio, Studio B, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Thanks, Stu.
Thank you, Jim. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.